Mem Vav Amud Beis on the bottom line. Amar Rabba. We'll circle Rabba and underline Rav Huna. And on the third line, on Men Zayim Ad Aleph, the last one line is Rav, and then Abba, and then Rav Huna. We're going to have two traditions of what Rav Huna said. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. If a person says he's got some coins in his hand, he's got a few $10 coins in his hand, and he says to Bob, Mechorli Be'ela, you're selling that bicycle, sell me that bicycle of yours for these that are in my hand. Now, apparently Bob doesn't ask or care how many coins there are in his hand, and he takes them from the person. Kana, the bicycle, in this case, the deal is clenched, neither of them can back out. V'yesh loyalav oina'a, I double underline the v'yesh, and there would be a price fraud claim that could be made if the bicycle, let's say, was worth clearly $100 and there were only $50 worth of coins. That's greater than a 1/6 ripoff. Colon. Kana, which I underlined, the bike is acquired. Afak avdeloy mashach, even though the guy who wants the bike didn't do a mashicha on it and he was giving money. However, kevan deloy kapid, kana. Since Bob, who's selling the bike, clearly isn't like particular about the value of the money, and money, like, usually by definition, you care how much it is. Kanat, why? Because it basically, I dot underline these three words, a ki chalipin damli. It becomes similar to a kinyan chalipin, which also there's not necessarily a concern or care about how much the kerchief is worth. Kama, v'yesha la v'ayna, I underline that. There would be an ayna claim because the lashon that was used was de mechor li be'ela, sell. Now, sell is usually a sale, and price usually applies to sales, kamarle. That's Rabba Amar Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Abba, who we circled, Amar Rav Huna, disagrees, and he says that if the lashon was mechor li be'elu, same case, guy has a handful of $10 coins. He says, Mechorli, that bicycle of yours with these in my hand, gives him the coins. The seller of the bike doesn't seem to care about how many coins there are. Kana, it's a good Kenyan. Ve'ein, and I double underline the word ein. Ve'ein loy alavayna, but there would be no claim of, no potential claims of price fraud. Kama. Now, the Gemara brings a few cases, one that is pashut and one that we're not sure about. Pshita, this is case A, damim ve'ein makbid aleihem. If a person is using money to acquire something, but there's seemingly no concern, he gives the person money or some other item of value, and the one receiving it, like, doesn't even look how much there is or what the value is. Well, ha'kamrinan dekane dekechalipin damu. That would actually clench the deal because it's similar to a chalipin. However, in case B, where a chalipin is being done, yet makbid alehen, so on the one hand, it's a kinyan chalipin. On the other hand, there's a clear indication that the person cares how much the item being used as a chalipin is worth. He checks it out. Is it how much is it worth? What do we say over there? Basically, is the deal clenched right away and there's no backouts allowed, or is it not? Amar Ravada Barava Tashma. So Ravada Barava attempts to answer this with the following Tanaic source. Goes for about six lines, a little bit more than six lines, and starts here. Imagine you have two guys, Al and Bob. Haresha, Haya, Taifes, Parasa, Ivoimed. You got Al, who's there in the marketplace with his cow. And Bob comes along, Vamaloy, and says, hey, Al, parasa lama. Like, what you got your cow there for? Why'd you bring it to the market? Oh, you know what he says? Lechamora needs arich. Al says, oh, because I need a donkey. You know what Bob says back? Oh, yesh lechamor, I have a donkey. Shani noisenlach that I could offer you. Parasa bakama. How much are you asking for your cow? So Al says back, Bekach v'kach, I'm asking this much. Chamorcha bekaman, how much, Bob, are you asking for your donkey? And Bob says back, Bekach v'kach, this much. Well, Mashach bal ha-chamor es ha-para, if Bob, the chamor owner who's looking for a para, does a meshicha on the para, v'loy hispik bal hapara, but the one who had the cow was looking for a donkey, didn't have a chance yet, limshich as a chamor, to do a meshicha on the chamor, ad shemes hachamor, the chamor died, do we say the deal was clenched initially or not? Lo kana bal chamor as hapara. I double underline the lo. Lo kana, the bal chamor who really wanted the para, did not acquire the para. It seems pretty clear from the fact that each one was asking how much they wanted for their cow, how much they wanted for their donkey. Shmamina, we can apparently conclude from here that it's definitely seemed to be a chalipin they were doing, and they also seemed to be particular about how much each item of the chalipin was worth. Umakbid alayin, loikana. Okay, that would answer our question, that a chalipin where seems to be interested in how much the chalipin item is worth does not clench the deal. Amar Rava, I circled Rava. Rava rejects this and says, one second. We made the guys out to sound a little bit foolish. Atu chalipin be shuftin yaskinan? Are we dealing with a type of trade over here where the people who are trading, like, they don't really care how much the item is worth? You're going to tell me a regular chalipin, people trading an item, wouldn't be concerned how much it's worth? Atu chalipin be shuftin yaskinan deloy kapti? They don't care about how much things are worth? That's difficult to say. Now, there's two types of chalipin. The chalipin we're familiar with, which is a Kenyan sudr, we don't care about. So it must be a type of chalipin where you're like sort of bartering two items, but you're using one of them as sort of the kerchief equivalent for the other. Ella, I squiggle under the Ella kol chalipin mikbid kapti vekani. When two people are trading an item, they will be particular. What's going on over here, though, vahachav amayaskinan, the case over here is something else, another piece of information, which we weren't told in the Braisa. Da Amarle, it's where the one who has the chamor says, chamor, bipara vitzle. I'll trade you my donkey for your cow and a sheep. Huh. Okay, we didn't know about the sheep. We do know there was a cow. Umashcha zapara, and the bal chamor did a meshicha to bring the para to him, but he didn't yet do a meshicha to bring the sheep to him. You got to, if you're trading a donkey for a cow and a sheep, you got to do the meshicha on the cow and the sheep. Semicolon. Amar Mar, something we had said, it was actually the last line on the previous Amud, Rabba Amar Rav Huna had said that if Al says to Bob, Mechor li be'elu, he's got like a handful of $10 coins. He says, sell me your, I think we said, bicycle for these. Kana, so the deal's clenched for Yeshua Lavoina. And there would be, though, a price fraud claim. Now, should we say, Lema Sava Rav Huna, it sounds like from there that Rav Huna holds Matbeya Nase Chalipin. Because he gave the reason, he explained that it's basically like chalipin. We see that in the second line, we had a dot underlined, basically it's kind of like chalipin. So then, is he using the coins as chalipin? Actually, no. Lo, comma, Rav Huna is of the opinion, Savar la ke Rebbe Yoichanan. In other words, he also could be Yoichanan that a coin cannot be used for chalipin. But here, it's not really a chalipin, it's rather sort of like money usually is used for the value of the money, because he used the term mechor, sell me, and that indicates like a sale. To Amar, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? He holds on a purely Torah level, davar Torah, mos konos. Somebody has money, they give the money. On a Torah level, the acquisition is good, the deal's clenched. Why, though, did the rabbis come along? Neima amru, meshicha kaina, that only a meshicha on the item will be kaina, not the giving of the money. Well, we've had this a few times already, gzereshema yaimru loy, because it would be a not good situation for society if money would be kaina, but the item wasn't yet taken, and then the one who was supposed to give the item says, oh, I'm so sorry, Bob, nisrufuchitecha balia, the chitim that you paid me $10,000 in cash for, well, it actually, like a fire burned through the storage area and you don't have them anymore. Now, we don't want that. In other words, we want people to be concerned not only about their own items being saved, but also other people's items. Now, milsa d'shchicha, something that is a relatively common occurrence, gazra b'rabbanan. However, this case is not really shchiach. Milsa deloy shchicha. What's the no shchiach issue about this case where we're going to say legazra rabbanan? You have a seller of an item taking coins. He has no interest in how much the coins are worth. That is definitely not shchiach. Since it's a not shchiach case, almost paradoxically or ironically, legazra ba rabbanan, the rabbanan never made the gzera, and the money will work. It's almost like because he doesn't care about it as money, then it goes back to the daraisa, and the giving of the money works. Amrle marhuna braid to Rav Nachman liravashi. He says to Ravashi, "Asayin y'all hachi mas nisula." The first few lines that we had in today's shir, you have a lack of clarity, you guys, in what Rav Huna said. Did Rav Huna say that there is oina, there's not oina? However, anan, us. We have it straight out. Hachi masninan la. We have our tradition, our Messiah is v'chein amar Rav Huna. That no, it wasn't a suffix where Rav Huna hold. Rav Huna said outright, ein matbea nase chalipin. I double on the ein that a coin cannot make chalipin, and there's no lack of clarity. That's what Rav Huna would hold. Period. Bame koinin. Rashi explains is when you're using a kinyan chalipin, who gives the kerchief? So let's say I want to purchase, I want to acquire Bob's land. Do I give Bob the kerchief or Bob gives me the kerchief? Machlokas Rav and Levi. Rav, who I circled here, and Levi, we circled two lines later, last run of the line. Rav, Amar Bekelav Shel Koina. So I want to acquire Bob's land. I use my kli and give it to Bob and acquire his land. Denicha Leila Koina. And the reason that works is because it's very desirable to the one who is acquiring De Lahave Makne Koina, Kiri Deligmar Velikni Le, to have the ability to give Bob the Kli and Bob will take the Kli. Why? Because I want that land. Kiri Deligmar, I want the deal clenched already. Velikni Le. Levi, who I circled Amar, no. If I am acquiring Bob's land, Amar Bekelev Shel Makne, it's Bob who gives me the Kli. And as we'll see, could have been Lamein Melakam, as we'll see, as we will say later shortly. Kama Amarle, I underline Rav Huna mi discarta. He's going to have a little discussion with Rava. I also underline Rava. So says Rav Huna mi discarta to Rava. Ula Levi, according to the Levi approach, to Amar, but Kalev Shel Makna. So I want to acquire Bob's field. Bob gives me his kli, and that's what clenched the deal. Ha kakani ara agav glima. That sounds like a Kenyan agav. In other words, acquire this thing, and along with it, you'll acquire something else. So acquire his kerchief, and you'll also get his land. Well, one second then. Im Kain, Havule, essentially what's going on over here is there's two items being given over from Bob to me. I want to acquire Bob's land. Bob is giving me his shoe and he's giving me his land. But then isn't that a case of nechasim sheyesh lahen achrayas? That's land. Niknin im nechasim sheyenan achrayas along with nechasim sheyenan achrayas. In other words, like items or a shoe. But the thing is, we don't hold that way. Ba'anan, us, ibchatsanan. If somebody wants to give over to somebody else land and a shoe, it has to be the other way. We say that, here's a 1.5 line quote of the Mishnah in Kedushin, Nechasim she'ein lahen achrayis, im nechasim she'yesh lahen achrayis. So it's the shoe that has to be acquired along with the land in a way that land can be acquired, not the other way. Amar Lei, so says Rava back, is pretty harsh, but he says, "E havi Levi hachi." You're asking within Shitas Levi. Well, if Levi was here, have a mapik laapich pulsi denura. He would take out his laser gun and shoot you with discs of laser light. Basically, you're misunderstanding Levi. Mi savris glima makne le. You're understanding this almost as like a kinyan agav, which is there's a jacket and there's a land. And you acquire my jacket, and by acquiring my jacket, you also acquire my land. No, rather, it's behahi hanadeka mekabomine gamarva aknile. It's the hana, the pleasure, the benefit, the perceived gain that a person has. That really, he accepted the thing I gave him. It's through that that he's gamar of aknile. Kitanai, like we see in the following Tanaic source, which is a four-line brisa. We learn Kenyan Chalipin from Sefer Rus. We know that Boaz was Kona the land and the other things of Ploni Almoni, and the Pasuk says over there in Rush, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Zayin, V'zois lifnim b'Yisrael, this is how it was for time immemorial amongst the Jews, Al HaGeula, V'al HaTzimura, we'll see what those two issues are, L'kayim kol davar, to establish any matter, Shalaf Ishna Aloy, man would take off his shoe, V'nasal Reo, and give it to the other guy. Now, what is this Geula, and what is this Temura? Geula, which underline ze zu mechira, that is a sale, V'chenu Oimer, like where money's being given for something else, lo yigael, and that's referring to something that was sold. Temura, underline temura, zu chalipin, that's temura literally means like an exchange, which would be chalipin, v'cheinu oimer, and similarly, you have that term in the Chumash, which says lo yachlifenu v'lo yalmer asoy, which means to trade in or exchange. Continues the pasuk in Rus, l'kayim kol davar, to establish all matters, Shalaf ish naloi v'nos l'reyu. It's basically the same, or like the end of the pasuk that we had up above. And he gives it to the other guy. Well, who's giving to who? Mi nos l'mi? Well, in this case, it was Boaz who's trying to acquire the land and maybe the wife, gave it to the Goel. So Boaz gave it to the Goel, and Boaz then, in exchange for that, acquires the Goel's things, or that which the Goel had the right to. Rabbi Yehuda, we boxed Oimer. No, it was the Goel who gave it to Boaz. The Goel gave the shoe to Boaz, so Boaz acquires a shoe, and through acquiring the shoe, he acquires all of the other things. So it's basically machlokas of who gives to who. That's the end of the brisa. Tana, we have another little brisa. The thing that's being used as the kli in the Kenyan Chalipin, says this price, koinin b'kli, you can use a kli, afal pi she'ein b'shav pruta, even though it really is not worth even a minimum amount, as long as it's a kli. Amar Rav Nachman, I would diamond Rav Nachman, and one line later in the middle line is Rav Sheshet, will diamond him. Okay, a kli. Says Rav Nachman, lo yishanu ela b'kli, aval b'piri, if you want to use, let's say, an apple or a fig, lo, that would not work. Whereas Rav Sheshes, who we also diamond, Amar Afilu b'peiros, no, peiros would also work. And now we're going to go into the background of why each opinion says what they do here. My time with Rav Nachman, and on Rav Nachman, he says, well, the pasuk says, Amar Kra, na'aloi, his shoe, which is na'al in, a shoe, yes, but midi achrini, loi, something else, no, like a apple or a fig, no. Kama, my time with Rav Sheshes, and on Rav Sheshes, what's his reasoning? He had said, even peiros, Amar Kra, well, because the pasuk seems to be very inclusive when it says lekayem kol davar, which is almost like to establish with anything, even with an apple or a fig. Okay, what does each one do with the other one's mucker? L'Rav Sheshes, L'Rav Nachman, and L'Rav Nachman, Nam Yaksiv. It does say lekayem kol davar. What does he do with that? He would tell you that, no, what that teaches us, Sahu, lekayem kol davar deniknin be'minal. As we had two possibilities here. One was a mechira, on the second line of the Braisa. One was a temura, and in either one of those, Kenyan Chalipin will work. Verb Sheshes, and on Verb Sheshes, Nam Yaksiv, it does say Na'aloi, like his Na'al. So how does Verb Sheshes say you could use an apple or a fig? Well, Amalak Verb Sheshes, he would tell you, Ma Na'aloi. No, what you learn from Na'aloi is that a shoe is a Davar HaMesuyam. It's one complete shoe. Av kol davar hamesuyim, so too you need one complete apple or one complete fig. La afuke, to the exclusion of a case where you try to do a chalipin using a chatzi rimayin v'chatzi egeis. This case, a half a pomegranate or half a hazelnut, delo, that's not going to work. Period. Amar Rav Sheshes, Braid Rav Edi, kaban kasvina na idna. Nowadays, when we write out proof that a Kenyan chalipin was done, we have a very specific four-word phrase. Quote, Bimana de kosher lemekanya bay, with a kli that is kosher to make a kinyan with it. And now we're going to name it duyuk. Each word of those four words has a meaning. Bimana, which I underlined, lafuki midi Rav Sheshes. That comes to the exclusion of Rav Sheshes. Damar, he says you could use an apple or a fig, that you cannot. It has to be a kli. De kosher, I underlined mekosher. De afuke, that's coming to exclude me to Shmuel, because Shmuel had said, that you could koinin be maroka. A maroka is a animal dung kli. They used to have those, and that's probably like the lowest level of kli. You cannot use one of those. He says that you can. The kosher is coming to tell you that you can't. Limekanya, underline limekanya. What's that limekanya coming to teach us? To acquire lafuke. That comes to exclude the opinion of Levi Damar. Bekelav shel makna. That you use the item of the one who is giving over the thing. Kamash malan. No. That the lashon of limekanya. Veloi likanuye. So mekanya implies the one giving the kli is the one acquiring. Bay was the last word, underline the word bay. Rapapa amar lemeute, that comes to exclude a matbeya, that you cannot use a matbeya in the chalipin exchange. For Rav Zvidvi, tim ravashi amar lemeute isurei hana, to try to use things that are forbidden even to get any benefit from. Kama ikadamri, alternatively, a slightly different version of how you learn those four words. The word bay, which I underline is the last word, that's where Rapapa says lemeute matzbeya. The word dekosher, which was the second of the four words, amaraz vidvi temaravashi lmeute isure hana'a. However, to say that you can't use a cow dung kli, that you don't even need the pasta to tell you, aval mayrika, which I squiggle underline, lo itzrich, it's pretty obvious you can't use that you cannot use a dung kli. Adkan.